Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
That was the scene inside the Republican National Convention last night as a hero's welcome for former president and future president Donald Trump. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Big show for you today, live from the Republican National Convention. It's great to be with you. So first of all, you heard that in the news there, the FBI investigating now an alleged assassination plot by Iran to kill Donald Trump. That news is breaking, and now there's more videos coming out from the shooting in Butler that suggests maybe there was another would-be assassin, another shooter possibly on top of a water tower. Witnesses describe seeing that. So there's still a million questions. The head of the Secret Service refuses to step down. She says, the buck stops with me. She's trying to blame the local police, though. She says, the buck stops with me, but she wants to blame the local police. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And I, this woman is a disgrace. She really is. Now, I tell you two things right off the bat regarding Trump's security. Number one, yesterday we saw his motorcade go by, and it was the presidential motorcade. Multiple big, giant SUVs, and that's good because he now has presidential-level protection. My question is, why wasn't he getting that all along? He's a former president of the United States. He's a major party candidate. He's a front-runner of the race. He should have been getting presidential-level security the entire time. That's number one. Number two, if you noticed, they were all big guys protecting him last night. His security detail at the convention, all big guys. Guys who could stop a bullet. Guys who could actually move him if they had to move him. So the DEI hires have been pushed aside, thank God, because it's about keeping the guy safe. It's not about checking boxes. You got to be able to keep him safe, and he's a big guy, and you need big guys to be able to do that, to either stand in the way of a bullet for him, take a bullet for him, or evacuate him if they have to do that from the situation. There's so many questions surrounding the events on Saturday. By the way, breaking news, right before we came on the show today, Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, convicted. He's now a convicted felon. Convicted of bribery and corruption, extortion, all kinds of things. Menendez is a disgrace, but he's vowing not to go. And there's multiple calls now, Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, calling on him to resign. King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, Phil Murphy, calling on him to resign. Menendez is defiant and saying he's not going to go anywhere. How will this impact the race for United States Senate with Curtis Bashaw? Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see how this goes. But Menendez is guilty as hell. We all knew it. The question is, why did they go after him when everybody knew his corruption? The answer is because he crossed the Obama administration on Iran. And yes, I said Obama for a reason, because Obama's still pulling the strings. You know, there's a revived effort now to get rid of Joe Biden. It's being ramped up again. But his NBC News interview was a disaster. I don't think he's going anywhere, because the only person who beats him, who beats Trump, or at least gives Trump a run for his money, according to the polling data, is Michelle Obama. And she has said she has no interest in doing it. She doesn't want to be doing it. She wants out. So Trump crushes Kamala Harris. He beats Gavin Newsom. Newsom just signed a bill in California that parents will not be able to know if their child identifies as transgender. So in this age of right now, parents trying to fight for the rights to be able to know what's going on in their kids' lives and be involved in that, Newsom signs that bill. He's toast if he runs nationally. Mark my words, he's toast. So nobody wants to be the Democrat who loses to Donald Trump. So I think they're stuck with Joe Biden. But nevertheless, the effort is ramping up again to try to replace him as the nominee, because he's going to lose in a landslide to Donald Trump. He is. He's going to lose in a landslide. And the pick of J.D. Vance was excellent. Even the Philadelphia Inquirer had an article today that came out and said J.D. Vance's youth and background could help boost Trump in Pennsylvania. Julie Taruso writing this for the Inquirer, Julia Taruso, and she said, as word spread around the Pennsylvania delegation, the Ohio delegation, some others, they got excited. Quote from one of the delegates, Michael McMullen, a delegate from North Hills, he said, he's not only going to help in Pennsylvania, he's going to help in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, we're going to win all four. I view him as a 21st century Abraham Lincoln based on his upbringing, said Louis Capozzi, a delegate from Philadelphia. I think when President Trump gets elected in November, after 4 years, he'll be looking to pass the baton to somebody, and I think J.D. Vance is that person. Now, if you've been paying attention, you notice the media keeps resurfacing all these old clips of J.D. Vance being incredibly critical of Donald Trump. And he was. He was a never-Trumper. He was a never-Trumper. Like, a lot of people were never-Trumpers. But they evolved because they saw what a great president Donald Trump was. Look, the thing the Never Trumpers have in common, the ones who actually saw the light and changed, was that they thought Trump was going to be a bad president. If you go back and you look at their comments in 2016, whether it was J.D. Vance or the others, and I don't need to name names, but you know who they were, the ones who came aboard did so because they liked Trump as president. And they admitted they were wrong. They got it wrong. They based it on his persona that he had. And they didn't think he would be a conservative. They didn't think he'd be a good president. So they trashed him. Now, there's still a Never Trump movement. It's very small. And they're holdouts who make money being Never Trumpers. But leave those jackals aside, because they're just continuing to whore themselves out, because they can't admit they were wrong. And they can't admit Trump was a great president. But J.D. Vance admits he's wrong. He got it wrong in 2016 when he was telling Chris Matthews and all these other people what a terrible guy Trump was. And look, people evolve in their thinking and their beliefs. It's why I've told you before. My friend Tulsi Gabbard, she's going to be on the show today. I don't hold it against Tulsi Gabbard that she was a Democrat. I applaud the fact that she realized what the Democrat Party had become and left the Democrat Party for her country. I think you can evolve as a person. You should evolve as a person. You should take the data and the evidence you have before you and make your decisions. And if you got it wrong, you admit you got it wrong and you change. You evolve. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what J.D. Vance did. And that's why J.D. Vance is going to be a great asset to Donald Trump and on this ticket. He rose to national fame with the 2016 publication of his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. So he talked about how he grew up as a hillbilly. and how the jobs had left and how the Rust Belt had just vanished in terms of jobs as big corporations sold out the American worker and shifted those jobs overseas. And he wrote about that, and they made a movie about it, and Ron Howard was behind that movie. And it was a big deal. And now he's going to be a guy who's going to be able to go out there and advocate for the forgotten men and women of America. And it's a great pick. You know, somebody said, one Pennsylvania delegate who would not give his name said to the Inquirer, seems like a missed opportunity. What does he add? I'll tell you what he adds. He's a young guy. He's 39 years old. He's got three young kids. Parents, I think, are crucial to this election. I really believe that. As a parent with three young kids, I believe they are essential to this election. There are parents out there who are worried about their kids being indoctrinated. They're worried about their daughters having to deal with biological men playing sports and in their locker rooms and in their safe spaces, and they don't want it anymore. And J.D. Vance can talk as a dad. He can talk as a dad of young kids. He brings youth to the ticket. It's a great choice. Now, look, I think that it doesn't matter as much, normally, the VP ticket, except for the fact that we're dealing with a president in Donald Trump who's around 80. And, yeah, I mean, you got to think about the next generation. The American voters are thinking about, what if something happens to him? He was almost assassinated Saturday night. I mean, he came within centimeters of dying. So I do think it matters now in this day and age. I think people are cognizant of who could take over. Is it going to change a lot of people's minds? I don't know. That remains to be seen. But I certainly think it brings a lot to the table, and I don't think it hurts in any way, shape, or form. That's for damn sure. So I'm happy with the pick, and I respect J.D. Vance for having his revelation about Donald Trump, just like I respect a lot of the other never-Trumpers from 2016 who realized they got it wrong and said so. And they're now some of the biggest Trump advocates out there today. I don't have respect for conservatives who in 2016 were anti-Trump because they thought he was not a real conservative, looked at his policies, and look, not all of them were perfect. I'll be the first one to say that. But you take the overall. And for those people to still be never-Trumpers today and think America would be better with Joe Biden for another 4 years, I'm sorry, but those people are all doing it for themselves, their own personal benefit. They don't give a damn about this country. They give a damn about their MSNBC contracts. They give a damn about this never-Trumper hustle that they have going on. And that's all it is for them. And for them now, those people, they're too far along. They can't now reverse course and come back, turn around and go, well, you know what? Actually, I got it wrong all these years after bashing Trump. They can't do that. They wrote, Julia Taruso, writing, for many Pennsylvania delegates, Vance is a reliable choice. Someone from a small town in Ohio who built a political brand and wrote a best-selling memoir about his upbringing. That battleground could energize Trump's strength in post-industrial towns and rural areas where he's already made huge inroads since 2016. State Rep. Brian Cutler of Lancaster said Senator Vance is really going to represent well the Rust Belt states that have been forgotten by many in Washington, D.C. When you look at his life experience, where he grew up, how he grew up, I think that will translate to younger voters who can relate to him, especially in times like this. Republican leaders lean into his working class background as they nominated him on Monday. Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted said Ohio values are in his blood. He's a crusader for the people of Ohio. In the United States Senate, he has never forgotten the working people of our country. I'm very happy about this. This is J.D. Vance now describing getting the call from Trump about being vice president. He spoke to Sean Hannity about this last night. Let's take a listen to cut number four.
What was it like? Because the last couple of days, well, it's down to two, you and Senator Rubio. What was that like for you?
You know, I just tried to enjoy the ride. What an honor to be considered. If it had been Senator Rubio, obviously Marco's a good guy. He's a good friend. So I tried to just have a good attitude about it. You know, my family's very excited, obviously asking a lot of questions. I will say, Sean, I hope I'm not betraying too many confidences here, but when the president called me today to actually formally offer me to become, you know, the vice presidential nominee, which just sounds crazy, my 7-year-old son was sort of making noise in the background. You know, I'm getting so embarrassed. It's like, oh my God, Donald Trump's asking me to be his vice president.
So the phone rings, he calls you, and you're like, okay, this is the call, or maybe not the call.
Or maybe it's a bad call, right? It's the call. Who knows whether it's good or bad. But then he actually has me put my 7-year-old son on the phone. You think about this. Everything that's happened, the guy just got shot at a couple of days ago, and he takes the time to talk to my 7-year-old. It's a moment I'll never forget.
All right. And what did he actually say?
You know, he just said, look, I think we've got to go save this country. I think you're the guy who can help me in the best way. You can help me govern. You can help me win. You can help me in some of these Midwestern states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and so forth. And he said rightfully that we have been very, very close for a long time, but especially since I endorsed you in 2022. And I would not have won that race without Donald Trump's endorsement. And the president's trust then and his partnership since then has been something I value a great deal.
Good for him. I mean, good for him for getting the nod. Good for him for evolving in his thoughts and his beliefs. Good for him. That's what you want. You want somebody who has the maturity and the clarity to be able to turn around and go, you know what? I got it wrong. Trump's a great guy. He's a great president. He's doing a great job. And I was wrong. You know, it takes a big man in life to admit he's wrong. It does. And that is something that is lost in this day and age. When you were wrong, you say I was wrong. You apologize. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong, in my opinion, doubling down when you know you're wrong, when you know you got it wrong, when you know you called it wrong, and you still double down for your own selfish interest, and you don't put what's best for the country ahead of your own stubborn ideology or stubborn ideals because it's making you money. All these never-Trumper frauds, they're all about making money. It's all about the Fazools with these people, and they're fugazis. I don't even think they really believe it. I really don't. I don't think a lot of the never-Trumpers today actually believe this crap, but they have to go out there and peddle it because they're like carnival barkers, and this is their gig. This is their side hustle. But, you know, the dam is breaking here. There's not many of them left, and I applaud J.D. Vance for that. He also told Hannity he was skeptical of Trump in 2016. That's an estimate. That's an understatement. He was very highly critical of Trump in 2016. He was. He was critical of Trump voters. He was an unabashed never-Trump critic. But he saw the light, and he turned. And you could argue, oh, what if J.D. Vance is faking it? What motivation does he have to do that? What's the motive? The never-Trump world would have loved to have had him. And he probably would be rich going out there and peddling never-Trump nonsense. But he was smart enough to say, my country is better off, and he loves his country. That's the difference. That's the difference right there. It's easy to interpret that as going, well, he was being selfish because he wanted to be a U.S. senator. No, he could have easily peddled the never Trump nonsense, and maybe it would have helped him get to office, maybe not, but instead he loved his country enough to say, I got this wrong. Here's what he told Hannity, cut number six.
Cut six, after Andrew. What his response was, but sure. you weren't didn't have the nicest things to say about him back yep. in 2016, which seems like a long time ago now. You know, Pat, you literally said, you texted a friend that Trump is a cynical a-hole like Nixon who wouldn't be that bad and might even prove useful, and that he's America's Hitler, and you compared him to a cultural heroine in the Atlantic Monthly. And I'll tell you Trump's response, but you said that then. What do you say to people that say, well, wait a minute. Sure. What did he mean?
Well, Sean, I don't hide from that. I was certainly skeptical of Donald Trump in 2016, but President Trump was a great president, and he changed my mind. I think he changed the minds of a lot of Americans because, again, he delivered that peace and prosperity. If you go back to what I thought in 2016, another thing that was going on, Sean, is I bought into the media's lies and distortions. I bought into this idea that somehow he was going to be so different, a terrible threat to democracy. It was a joke. Joe Biden is the one who's trying to throw his political opposition in jail. Joe Biden is the one who's trying to undermine American law and order. President Trump did a really good job. And I actually think it's a good thing when you see somebody, you were wrong about him, you ought to admit the mistake and admit that you were wrong.
Agree. That's called maturity. That's called maturity in life. You got it wrong, you messed up, you say it. Now, the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanari of VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. The thing here is that there's a lot of people who got it wrong about Trump, and a lot of people who can admit that. One of those people is Amber Rose, who spoke at the RNC last night. Now, her speech was having her up there was controversial, and there's some critics out there like Matt Walsh and others who are furious that they had her on the stage. I disagree. I think it was a good move because you have to realize she's got a massive following of young people and she's an influencer. And yeah, all right, she's on OnlyFans. She's an entrepreneur. I mean, come on. You'd do it too if you could make the money. Let's be honest. No, seriously, she's somebody with a massive social media following. She's young and she's influential. And she had the ability to go on stage last night at the RNC and say, I was wrong too. The media lied to us about Donald Trump. She recalled meeting him. She recalled meeting the First Lady. She said her dad, who served this country, helped convince her that she was wrong. And I'll play that clip for you when I get back, but I think it's excellent. I really do. And I'm glad that she's another one who's had the ability to see the light and to change her thinking about things. Look, with all the revelations that have come out, like Matt Taibbi, for example, and all the stuff he's done exposing the lies of the left and the censorship and the corruption, the man's an American hero. He's actually right across from me right now. You got to wake up. Everybody needs to wake up when you see the censorship machine that this administration has run against the American people, the way that they were trying very hard to push a narrative and to stop you from having the ability to learn the truth and to share the truth. And what was exposed in the Twitter files, for example, is a wake-up call to everybody about government control over your thoughts. And yeah, for a lot of people, they were controlled. They were controlled to believe a certain narrative, whether it was about who Trump is, the Hunter Biden laptop, COVID, you name it. And as the truth comes out, people need to be strong enough and wise enough to course correct and admit they were wrong. And in some ways, they were wrong because they didn't have all the facts. They didn't have all the information, and they believed the corporate media was their guiding light. And you know what? If we've learned anything, it's that the corporate media serves the purpose of pushing the narrative of the left. And big tech, the unholy triad of government, corporate media, and big tech up until Elon took over X, they're all in it together. That was exposed, and now people have to wake up and say, yeah, you know, it is a battle for the truth, no question about it. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Got a lot to say. We're live from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Big guests coming up, including Tulsi Gabbard, Dean Kane, and the president of the Heritage Foundation, among others. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening. Oli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I tell you, it was electric inside the convention center last night. It was electric when President Trump made his first appearance post-assassination attempt, bandage on the ear. It was electric. But I have to tell you something else, too. And this is what I told Dawn this morning. I called in a Dawn show. It was nice to talk to her again, my buddy. And I addressed the Pennsylvania delegation yesterday. There's such optimism. There really is. Incredible optimism. But the connection that people have to Donald Trump is something I've never seen before in politics. I said this in 2016, too. I've never seen anything like this before. I know the left will call us cultists, and they'll mock, and they'll humiliate, and they'll do all their nonsense. But the reality is, the truth is, it's not a cult. It's that people feel very, very close to him personally. They adore the man. And getting shot and almost killed Saturday night reinforces that, because they feel like very much he's fighting for them, taking the literal bullets for them, too. Listen, it's even Chris Wallace had to say something about that last night. CNN's Chris Wallace on Donald Trump entering the convention. I know he wasn't happy about having to say this, but he had to say it nonetheless. Cut number two.
Famously said, "Nothing in life is so exhilarating as to be shot at without effect." And you could see that today, the idea that just hours ago, a few days ago, this man, an assassin's bullet whizzed by him, hit him in the ear, inches from his temple. It'd be just by the slightest fraction of an inch, he survived, shot at without effect. And you can see the joy of this crowd. I got to tell you, as somebody who's been covering these conventions since 1964, that may have been the most electric moment I ever saw. That was quite extraordinary.
Yeah, and he's been covering these conventions for a long, long time. A long time. Now, you don't often see the president of the Teamsters. And let's cue up cut number three, Andrew. You don't often see the president of the Teamsters speaking at the Republican National Convention. You know, Joe Biden wants to pretend he's the guy for the working men and women, and he's the guy for the union people. But outside of government unions, when you talk to union people, people that actually work for a living, they're all voting for Trump. Hell, even the president of the United Auto Workers even said it after he endorsed Biden. He said, "I know that a great majority of our members, a great majority, are going to vote with their paycheck and vote for Donald Trump." The fact of the matter is that these guys understand Trump fights for their jobs, Trump fights for their living. Go drive by a construction site and see all the guys with hard hats on with Trump's bumper stickers on their helmets. Drive by people who are actually working for a living, and you will see it yourself. You'll see it. You know I'm right about this. I've heard from so many people who work for a living that they were with Trump in 2016. They're with him now. So it's not often you have the Teamsters president speak at the RNC, but he's speaking on behalf of his members. And his members all want Trump. And this president's doing the right thing. His organization, unlike that whack job Marxist Sean Fain from the United Auto Workers, who doesn't speak for his membership. He speaks for the Democrats. Cut three.
Great of hearing from new, loud, and often critical voices. And I think we all can agree, whether people like him or they don't like him, in light of what happened to him on Saturday, he has proven to be one tough SOB.
One tough SOB, no doubt about that. One tough SOB. I mentioned I was going to play a clip for you of a woman who spoke at the RNC last night. She's a woman who absolutely 100% is controversial. For a lot of conservatives, they're not happy that she spoke, but I'm glad she did, because she represents a lot of young people, and she represents a voice of a generation of people, many of them who got it wrong about Trump, many of them who thought that Trump was bad. And she also had the courage, I'm talking about Amber Rose, that's cue up cut 19, she also had the courage to be able to get on that stage last night and say, "I was wrong, I got it wrong," and here's what she said last night at the RNC, cut 19.
My name is Amber Rose, I'm a model and entrepreneur, thank you.
Don't worry about it.
Currently, I'm a mother. My whole world revolves around providing for my children, keeping them safe, and giving them an opportunity for a better life. That's something that unites all American parents, whether we're Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, or liberals. We all want a better country for our children. But I'm here tonight to tell you, no matter your political background, that the best chance we have to give our babies a better life is to elect Donald Trump president of the United States. Now, you may be wondering why I'm up here telling you this. I'm no politician, and I don't want to be. But I do care about the truth. And the truth is that the media has lied to us about Donald Trump. I know this because for a long time, I believed those lies. So I'm here to set the record straight. The first person I knew who supported Donald Trump was my father. I was shocked. My entire family is racially diverse. And I believed the left-wing propaganda that Donald Trump was a racist. My father said, "No, he's not, Amber. What are you talking about?" And when I insisted, he said, "Prove it." So to prove my father wrong, I did my research and looked into all things Donald Trump. I watched all the rallies, and I started meeting so many of you, his red hat wearing supporters. I realized Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. It's all love. And that's when it hit me. These are my people. This is where I belong.
Yeah, good for her. And she's getting destroyed by, or I should say the RNC is getting destroyed by some conservatives, so-called conservatives. By the way, some breaking news. Police just shot a potential shooter around the security perimeter of the RNC. The footage shows a heavy police presence. That just happened a few moments ago here at the Republican National Convention. I'll give you some more detail. Well, I'll have DeSantis pull up some details about that. Are you monitoring breaking news, or how come I got this from my friends back in Jersey and not from you sitting right here next to me as we're live in where are we, Wisconsin?
We are Wisconsin. It was near where we are, actually. I didn't say it.
You didn't see. Well, can you stop posting the show notes and pay attention? We almost died. We almost died.
We did not almost die.
We were almost assassinated here at the RNC.
We're perfectly safe.
There's a big police presence, no doubt about it, but there was a shooter that just happened a few moments ago, and I'll give you more details about that as this happens. But yeah, look, everybody feels good. I don't think anybody's really scared. I don't think anybody's really on edge. The massive police presence that's here, I don't think anybody's worried about it. But this potential shooter who was just shot by police outside the RNC, the news about the Iranians trying to kill Trump, I don't know. Something stinks. I'm sorry, but something stinks. And there's a lot more to the story, in my opinion, there's a lot more to the story about what happened on Saturday. Now, the Secret Service director is a disgrace. I'm going to queue up. Let's queue up cut number 9. This woman should go. She really should go. She's a disaster. She's somebody who, at best, it's gross incompetence. At worst, they were complicit in lowering the security for Donald Trump. I can't definitively say that they were trying to take him out. I know a lot of people are saying that. I don't have enough evidence to say that. But is it 1963 all over again? Is it just a matter of they put in the conditions that Donald Trump would not be safe? Or is it just absolute gross incompetence? Gross negligence of the highest order? I don't know. It's hard to say. But I do know, though, that there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. And this director is a disgrace, and she's now trying to blame the Butler police. She's trying to blame the slope roof by saying we couldn't have a sharpshooter on the roof because the roof was sloped. Are you freaking kidding me? Emmons Roofing, they'll get all over it, and they'll take care of it for us. They'll fix it. They'll fix the roof issue. Here's what she said, cut number 9.
What's your reaction when you saw the events unfold on Saturday?
Shock, and then concern, obviously. For the former president. This is an event that should have never happened.
Who is most responsible for this happening?
What I would say is that the Secret Service is responsible for the protection of the former president.
So the buck stops with you?
The buck stops with me. I am the director of the Secret Service. It was unacceptable, and it's something that shouldn't happen again.
The president and Homeland Security Secretary said today they had 100% confidence in you. But there are some members of Congress calling on you to resign.
I appreciate the secretary's comments, and we're going to continue to be transparent and communicate with people.
Do you plan to stay on? Absolutely.
I do plan to stay on.
She should not stay on. She should go. She should leave. But remember something. You honestly, truly have to look at the situation and ask a lot of questions. And I'm sorry, I'm not just going to once again take the government's narrative for this. The government has lied and covered up things for a very, very long time. Hell, if we've learned nothing, it's that this government is capable of doing a lot and pushing out a lot of disinformation. I refuse to just take the government's narrative for this. This is too much of a disaster. Trump's almost dead. And in a little bit, I'll play for you a video of some witnesses, bystanders, who say they saw another gunman. It's very possible there was another shooter that day. And maybe that person got away. Now, there's still questions regarding what happened in Dallas in 1963. And again, the CIA is still classified thousands of documents. We still don't have the whole truth about that. And until we get out the whole truth about that, I'm going to remain skeptical about that. Give me the truth and let me decide. If you cover things up for me, I'd have to be a fool to take your narrative because you're still not letting me know the entire truth and all the details. So any investigation into this needs to be independent. If you allow Merrick Garland to do it, if you allow the FBI director to do it, Christopher Wray, you'll never get the truth because they will cover up for the incompetence of the Secret Service. Or worse, they'll cover up if it was in any way, shape, or form an inside job. They will cover up for these things. Police have reportedly shot and killed a person near 14th and Vliet Streets in Milwaukee, which is about a mile from the Fizzer Forum, the main RNC venue. Witnesses told WISN 12 News two men were fighting in King Park, and one of them pulled a knife out. The witnesses said the men were startled when so many officers responded. The man with the knife was fired on by numerous officers. So it doesn't seem to be related in any way to the Republican National Convention. At least that we know of. So there you go. All right? So we're safe for now. But what may kill us, Matt DeSantis, are the cheese curds. It's very possible.
They're very good.
They're very good, and I keep injecting myself with more and more cheese.
I've been impressed by the food in Milwaukee, aside from the pizza. The pizza's been terrible, if I'm being honest.
Well, why would you order pizza in the Midwest under any circumstances?
I don't know. It looked good in the photos, but when I tasted it, it was all wrong.
Just wrong. Just so wrong. It truly is. All right, Senator Bob Menendez, guilty, convicted today by a jury in New Jersey. Will he step down? He's so far saying no, but calls are ringing in to get him to step down, and he needs to immediately lose his security briefings because he's on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. That man should know nothing about American and national intelligence. Nothing. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. As we continue along the show here today, I want to tell you about my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I love the Grand Hotel of Cape May. I love to get away. And listen, please make those summer memories with the kiddos. Don't forgo summer vacation because of the economy, because the Grand Hotel makes it easy and affordable for you to get away. You know why? Because they have resort credits they give you, and they have on-site two gigantic pools, an outdoor heated pool and an indoor heated pool in case it rains, a game room for the kids. And all the rooms, suites, and townhomes have kitchenettes, refrigerators. You can save some money by making the kids a PB&J. You can put some juice boxes in the fridge and have a great time and save some money that way as well, while enjoying wonderful food at Hemingway's restaurant, the oceanfront access to the Grand Hotel, and much, much more. I'm telling you, the Grand is my happy place for a reason. You will love it there, so book directly with them for the best rates. Call 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. grandhotelcapemay.com. And if you're interested, we're going to be there live for our next show, September 6th. As we get ready to kick off a very busy fall election season, we'll need a little downtime at the Grand Hotel. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
But some local news, which is also national news, of course, is about the corrupt Senator Goldbar Bob Menendez, who was found guilty today. Now, I got to tell you, everybody knew he was corrupt. No question about it. This is a guy who sold out the United States of America for his buddy to get the halal meat inspection contract for Egypt. The only thing is, the guy never, ever inspected meat for being halal in his life. So the first question during the interview process should have been, do you have any experience inspecting meat to make sure it's halal? No. Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice day. Instead, the guy got the job, and he got to do it for the entire friggin' country. Menendez then made money, got gold bars, got cash, got all this stuff. That's what happened. And today he was found guilty. But he's being defiant and saying he's not going anywhere. This is what Gold Bar Bob said outside the courthouse. Take a listen.
Good afternoon. Obviously, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed by the jury's decision. I have every faith that the law and the facts did not sustain that decision and that we will be successful upon appeal. I have never violated my public oath. I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never, ever been a foreign agent, and the decision rendered by the jury today would put at risk every member of the United States Senate in terms of what they think a foreign agent would be.
Now, King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, is going so far as to say that Bob Menendez should be expelled from the United States Senate if he won't step down. So David Wildsey writing at the New Jersey Globe that he was found guilty, he pled not guilty, and now he must decide whether to continue his bid for re-election as an independent, and he has until August 26th to make a final determination. In the meantime, there's going to be intense pressure for him to resign from office. And if that doesn't work, there could be a rekindled effort to expel him from the United States Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who had previously declined to take a firm stance on Menendez's future, called for him to resign shortly after the verdict was announced. Has John Fetterperson said anything yet? I know he's been a tough critic of Bob Menendez. We'll see if Senator Fetterperson has said anything. Menendez said, in light of the guilty verdict, Senator Menendez must now do what is right for his constituents and our country and resign. Governor Phil Murphy, who will be tasked with appointing Menendez's successor if he departed the Senate, went even further, saying the Senate should expel him. He said, quote, I reiterate my call for Senator Menendez to resign immediately after being found guilty of endangering national security and the integrity of our criminal justice system. If he refuses to vacate his office, I call on the United States Senate to vote to expel him. In the event of a vacancy, I will exercise my duty as king to make a temporary appointment to ensure the people of New Jersey have the representation they deserve. Now, the question, of course, is if that occurred, would his royal ruggedness appoint his wife to let her be the U.S. Senator for a few months? Or would he appoint Andy Kim, who is a Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate, and then give Andy Kim a major leg up by being the incumbent senator? I don't know. Who knows? We shall see if Menendez will go anywhere and if they'll actually boot him from the Senate. But that's what's going on right now. There's some local news. Andy Kim, who is a Democrat nominee, said this is a sad and somber day for New Jersey and our country. Oh, stop it. You people all knew this guy was corrupt, and Democrats kept voting for him. The only reason they went after him was because he opposed Obama on the Iran deal, the first one, years and years ago, and he opposed Obama on the Iran deal this time around. And then suddenly, they go after him. I've told you, Democrats are okay with corruption as long as you play the game. But the minute you step out of line, the minute you cross these people, they will come after you with everything they have. That's how they get everybody to stay in line. And Menendez has blamed the wife legal strategy, suggesting that Nadine Menendez made deals and took money and gifts, including a Mercedes convertible, without his knowledge. Suggests the senator could access his wife's bedroom closet. Defense attorney Adam Fee had warned the jury to beware of overzealous prosecutors who failed to prove a painfully thin case. But prosecutors mocked the idea that the senator's wife was a rogue player and that the senior U.S. senator was the victim, instead saying she was just a go-between in an elaborate bribery scheme. I do love this, though, that they threw the wife under the bus. I mean, you got to really admire that. You got to admire that. You don't get to be the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee by being clueless. And Menendez sold out the United States of America as the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee because he controlled the money. So it was up to the senator whether or not Egypt got the financial aid and Qatar got financial aid. And Menendez would say, I got to wet my beak. You got to give my friend this contract. The friend got the contract, and then the kickbacks began in the form of gold bars, Mercedes-Benz, envelope stuff with cash, etc., etc. And then there's the whole thing with this other guy, this other businessman, and who got a no-show job. No-show job, the lucrative halal meat contract for the Egyptian government. Hey, you know if meat's halal? I have no idea. Great, you're hired. That's how the conversation went, because the senator wants you. That's literally how the conversation went. And Menendez did not testify in his own defense. He'll appeal this, of course. Corruption cases are tough to prove. But here you go. He's been found guilty by a jury of his peers. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. As we continue, we've got some great guests coming up. We're live from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the Odyssey app.
But some local news, which is also national news, of course, is about the corrupt Senator Goldbar Bob Menendez, who was found guilty today. Now, I got to tell you, everybody knew he was corrupt. No question about it. This is a guy who sold out the United States of America for his buddy to get the halal meat inspection contract for Egypt. The only thing is, the guy never, ever inspected meat for being halal in his life. So the first question during the interview process should have been, do you have any experience inspecting meat to make sure it's halal? No. Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice day. Instead, the guy got the job, and he got to do it for the entire friggin' country. Menendez then made money, got gold bars, got cash, got all this stuff. That's what happened. And today he was found guilty. But he's being defiant and saying he's not going anywhere. This is what Goldbar Bob said outside the courthouse. Take a listen.
Good afternoon. Obviously, I'm deeply, deeply disappointed by the jury's decision. I have every faith that the law and the facts did not sustain that decision and that we will be successful upon appeal. I have never violated my public oath. I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never, ever been a foreign agent. And the decision rendered by the jury today would put at risk every member of the United States Senate in terms of what they think a foreign agent would be.
Now, King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, is going so far as to say that Bob Menendez should be expelled from the United States Senate if he won't step down. So David Wildstein writing at the New Jersey Globe that he was found guilty, he pled not guilty, and now he must decide whether to continue his bid for re-election as an independent, and he has until August 26th to make a final determination. In the meantime, there's going to be intense pressure for him to resign from office. And if that doesn't work, there could be a rekindled effort to expel him from the United States Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who had previously declined to take a firm stance on Menendez's future, called for him to resign shortly after the verdict was announced. Has John Fetterperson said anything yet? I know he's been a tough critic of Bob Menendez. We'll see if Senator Fetterperson has said anything. Menendez said, in light of the guilty verdict, Senator Menendez must now do what is right for his constituents and our country and resign. Governor Phil Murphy, who will be tasked with appointing Menendez's successor if he departed the Senate, went even further, saying the Senate should expel him. He said, quote, I reiterate my call for Senator Menendez to resign immediately after being found guilty of endangering national security and the integrity of our criminal justice system. If he refuses to vacate his office, I call on the United States Senate to vote to expel him. In the event of a vacancy, I will exercise my duty as king to make a temporary appointment to ensure the people of New Jersey have the representation they deserve. Now, the question, of course, is, if that occurred, would his royal ruggedness appoint his wife to let her be the U.S. Senator for a few months? Or would he appoint Andy Kim, who is a Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate, and then give Andy Kim a major leg up by being the incumbent senator? I don't know. Who knows? We shall see if Menendez will go anywhere and if they'll actually boot him from the Senate. But that's what's going on right now. There's some local news. Andy Kim, who is a Democrat nominee, said this is a sad and somber day for New Jersey and our country. Oh, stop it. You people all knew this guy was corrupt. And Democrats kept voting for him. The only reason they went after him was because he opposed Obama on the Iran deal, the first one, years and years ago. And he opposed Obama on the Iran deal this time around. And then suddenly they go after him. I've told you, Democrats are okay with corruption as long as you play the game. But the minute you step out of line, the minute you cross these people, they will come after you with everything they have. That's how they get everybody to stay in line. And Menendez has blamed the wife legal strategy, suggesting that Nadine Menendez made deals and took money and gifts, including a Mercedes convertible, without his knowledge. Suggests the senator could access his wife's bedroom closet. Defense attorney Adam Fee had warned the jury to beware of overzealous prosecutors who failed to prove a painfully thin case. But prosecutors mocked the idea that the senator's wife was a rogue player and that the senior U.S. senator was the victim, instead saying she was just a go-between in an elaborate bribery scheme. I do love this, though, that they threw the wife under the bus. I mean, you got to really admire that. You got to admire that. You don't get to be the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee by being clueless. And Menendez sold out the United States of America as the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee because he controlled the money. So it was up to the senator whether or not Egypt got the financial aid and Qatar got financial aid. And Menendez would say, I got to wet my beak. You got to give my friend this contract. The friend got the contract, and then the kickbacks began in the form of gold bars, Mercedes-Benz, envelope stuffed with cash, etc., etc. And then there's the whole thing with this other guy, this other businessman, and who got a no-show job. No-show job. The lucrative halal meat contract for the Egyptian government. Hey, you know if meat's halal? I have no idea. Great, you're hired. That's how the conversation went, because the senator wants you. That's literally how the conversation went. And Menendez did not testify in his own defense. He'll appeal this, of course. Corruption cases are tough to prove. But here you go. He's been found guilty by a jury of his peers. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. As we continue, got some great guests coming up. We're live from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.